Thank you very much.
So I would like to share with you some ideas regarding other indicators for the sustainable intensification program. And I'm going to focus on resilience and stability, as well as productivity, looking at crop rotations that may or may not integrate livestock. And I want to acknowledge my co-author of this work, Greg Sanford, who's managing the Wisconsin Integrated Cropping Systems Trials. So we don't believe in climate change. We know climate change. And in the Midwest, some of the projections for the changes in climate include increased temperature, increased rainfall, but also at the same time increased drought, increased number of dry days. So, and this is something that happens across the world, is that climate variability is the main change, that we're going to have more wet periods and also more dry periods at the same time. So we normally see the analysis of sustainability of farming systems, of cropping systems, looking at productivity as one of the main attributes, and 90% of the work we do is about how we can make more productive systems, whether it's dairy systems or crop systems. And we have a pretty good handle on what makes a system be more productive, and we can see in that graph, you know, the green system has higher productivity than the red system, and there's a number of factors explaining that. But we're also, if we want to really adapt to climate change, and we really want to develop systems that are more stable, we need to start measuring the attribute of stability. In this case, if, say, the driving variable might be rainfall, the climate variable that's affecting the yields of our system, we have a system there, a green system, that has high stability, lower fluctuations, versus a system that's having higher fluctuations, therefore lower stability. And we need to measure that and make sure we try to understand what makes this system be more stable. And finally, when we're considering specific shocks to the system, crisis, bad years, whether it's a year that was too much water and rainfall, or maybe it's a year that it was too dry, and now our driving variable has a peak there, and it's a really bad year. Some systems are affected more, and some systems are affected less, and some systems recover faster than others. And we call that resilience. And we also need to start measuring resilience in quantitative ways in order to start discussing what makes a system more resilient than others, because we talk a lot about resilience, but I think we need to develop more time, and I think this community would be a good group for that, to think about how do we measure this indicator. So the questions that drive my work is, which are systems are more productive, which systems are more stable, which systems are more resilient. Now, if we want to really get into questions of long-term stability and resilience, we need long-term data. And that's why, you know, the Wisconsin Integrated Cropping Systems Trial is a really great resource. It was established in 1989. It's been going on for 26 years of continuous data generation. And it compares six different cropping systems representative of the Midwestern practices, three that are cash grain systems, continuous corn rotation, corn soybean, and then corn, soybean, and wheat, and that's an organic system. And then dairy forage systems, rotations that produce dairy forage, a corn followed by 3 years of alfalfa, a corn followed by oat alfalfa, and then another year of alfalfa, and then a pasture, a permanent pasture system. All field work in this trial is performed with production scale equipment, so it's representative of farming practices. And the great thing of this trial is not that it's very long, but also that's a randomized complete block design with four blocks, and every phase of every system in every block every year is present. So that's what makes it really unique, because we have replications in every block of every crop of every system. And that helped. That gives us good data for looking at the variability of climate over time. So, how do we measure these three variables? Productivity, basically the main yield over the data series. Stability, I'm going to propose using the mean divided by the standard deviation. That is, the more standard deviation, the less stability. And finally, resilience, we look at the minimum value of the series, the year that it was the worst production year, and we divide that yield over the mean of all the years. And we can discuss whether there's better indicators for that, but that's what I'm proposing to do here. And then, because this cropping system trial gives us, you know, replicated data of this, we can have for each crop and for each system, for each block, these values, and then do a simple ANOVA and Tukey multiple comparisons. So I'm going to just show some results of this, not all the different systems and all the different crops, but I'm going to focus on these three rotations. The yellow one is continuous corn, and that's the yield over time. The green one is corn, the yield of corn after the 3 years of alfalfa. And then the blue one is the yield of corn after the organic soy and wheat production. And that's the average per year of the four blocks. Now, the first thing, and what 90% of the work we do in agronomy and crop science is productivity. All that variability, we just forget it and we just look at the means. And if we look at the means, corn after 3 years of alfalfa was significantly higher, 200 bushels per acre or 12 tons per hectare, greater than the continuous corn, and that was greater than the corn in the more diverse organic system. But now, when we look at stability, we need to include all that standard deviation divided by the mean, and we have that the stability of the continuous corn and the corn after 3 years of alfalfa was also high, and the stability of the corn after the soybean wheat in the organic rotation was lower. And finally, when we look at resilience, we took the worst year of each series. So in the case of continuous corn was year 1997. We divided that minimum over the mean. In the case of the corn after 3 years of alfalfa was 2009. We took that minimum, we divided that over the mean. And for the corn after the soybean wheat, that was the minimum 2004. And we divided that over the mean, and we got 66% of that was the resilience of the continuous corn, 70% of the corn after alfalfa, not significantly different, and 35% the corn in that soybean wheat rotation. So that gives us, I mean, the idea of this is to illustrate that we can measure these variables in a quantitative way, and that we can then look at significant differences or not between the systems. In the case of the corn, after 3 years of alfalfa, that is a system that is a dairy forage system, so it's a more, although there's no grazing on that system, the forage is removed and fed to the cattle, but the idea that can help us add this dimension to the discussion of integrated crop livestock systems, if we can look at resilience and stability. Another analysis, and I'm showing just some crops here, is regardless of the system, what is the stability and resilience of the different crops? So again, we calculated here using the same method, the stability of the first year alfalfa, of the second year alfalfa, third year alfalfa, corn, across all the systems, and soybean across all the systems. And we found that alfalfa in the second year is the most stable and resilient crop, although the first year alfalfa was not stable or resilient at all. And again, this can help us think about the variability and in a way, what are the crops that are driving the resilience or the stability in our system. So in order to sum up, corn after, and again, the main point here is the methodology that I'm trying to promote of putting numbers into this discussion. But some of the results that come out of this study is that corn after 3 years of alfalfa was more productive than continuous corn, which is no surprise at all. That's something well known for a long time, but also that was had similar stability and resilience than the continuous corn. And here I think the main explanation for that is has to do with management, not necessarily that the system is more or less resilient to a specific climatic effect, but that the management response, I mean that some of the problems in those systems is when there are too much rain, it's difficult to control the weeds with the equipment, and therefore it's not that the rain is affecting the crop directly, but through the weed dynamics. The second thing, corn after 3 years of alfalfa was more productive, stable, and more resilient than the corn after the soybean wheat. And that, in a way, points out to the importance of having perennials versus diversity. When we have this discussion about we want to diversify our systems, we want to add perennials, well, it looks at from the stability and resilient point of view, perennials are more important in the system. The other thing, second year alfalfa was more productive, resilient, and stable than the first year alfalfa or corn. In a way, the first year alfalfa, it may behave like an annual, just like corn. And again, the benefit is after the second year. And this suggests that in perennials like alfalfa to crop rotation can improve stability and productivity and resilience. And this proposed methodology can be useful to analyze long-term features of crop and livestock systems in face of climate change. And I suggest that it's something that it's easy to add to works like, you know, Hannah's work on the rotations in Iowa or the work on the comparing different systems of dairy systems. So finally, and just as a reflection for our sustainable intensification community, we talk about the dimensions of sustainability, and today we had presentations about economic aspects and ecological aspects, and some social aspects like labor, and those three dimensions should be part of the evaluation of sustainable intensification. We talk also about the elements, like the five elements: air, water, soil, not fire, but energy use, and biodiversity. When we think about the environmental impacts of the systems, and we should include those five elements into our assessments too, and we have examples of that was done today. But I think we also should add these attributes of long-term stability and resilience, and move our discussion forward in terms of how do we quantitatively measure this, what are best quantitative measures for these concepts, so that we can then engage in a discussion of which are the systems that are more resilient based on what definition and how. So with that, thank you very much for your attention, and I'd be happy to entertain questions.
Right away, there's questions.
I was actually thinking about the way you have measured resilience. I mean, I know it's a very difficult concept, and you need lots of data to be able to do that. So if I have understood correctly, way you have done to compare the yield of the last year with the mean of something like that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So do we know what actually happened in those years? I mean, unless we understand
absolutely, the yeah. So for this example, I just wanted to show the methodology, right? But what happened in the if we go to this to these years, as I said, in the corn in the blue rotation, the one that's corn after soybean wheat, which is the organic rotation, 2004 was a very rainy year. Actually, the lows on that rotation happen when there's a lot of water, and too much water means it's difficult to enter with the equipment for cultivating. Okay, and that was the problem. Okay, that year. In the case of the continuous corn, there's three dips in the yellow. The three of those were dry years. Okay, this is not irrigated corn. Okay, so when there's more dry years, you have that. And then in the case of the corn after alfalfa, that dip was also a wet year, the 2009. there was some issue with the harvesting of the corn. So yeah, I mean, after you start looking at this, you then can, using the same definition of resilience, you could go in to say, okay, what about, instead of looking at the resilience of the minimum of the series, okay, you could say, what about the resilience to the drought? And you look at the years, you first start with the climate, and you say, okay, which were the drought years, you know, or which were the very wet years, and look at those as minimums. That's another way of measuring. I didn't do it for here, because I didn't want to make it too complex, but that's another way of looking at it, if I understood your question.
I have a question about like how you calculate or how you determine the productivity, because yield in a continuous corn system, yeah, you may have lower yields, but you have corn year after year, which may be able to produce more cattle. So do you consider like the cattle?
Here I just show productivity of corn, not of the rotation. Okay, so this is the yield of the corn in each of the rotations, and that's a question of how do we use integration in these rotations, and that's why I focus on corn, because I had corn in all the rotations in all the phases, and it was really easy to show corn results. But you're right that we need to figure out a way of either turning this all into forage and calories or protein or whatever, and then add not only the corn but also the alfalfa and the oats and the soybean and how you integrate that. I didn't do this for here, but that's a very relevant question, how to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have a similar question to the first question about resilience. And the rebound after the minimum year could be due to many different factors, right? So how do you amplify that?
Yeah, good.
What's the cause and effect there?
Good question. So in this study, we didn't look at resilience as the rebound. Okay, we look at resilience as how bad was that year, and assuming that a resilient is one that's the one that doesn't fall too much. Okay, and we did that because we're looking at, in this case of corn, it's an annual system. And so it's kind of resetting every year, okay? So it's not that there's a much of a carryover effect from last year to this year in terms of the yield of corn, okay? Where we could look at the rebound, at how the recovery goes, is when you have, like, for instance, if we're looking at the alfalfa yield, okay? What happened the next year? Was the yield recovered faster or not? But that, for that, you need to have a system that doesn't reset annually, if I understand. Because, you know, the yield of corn next year doesn't depend on the yield of corn the previous year.
But it does.
Yeah, well, it can, with a continuous corn, if you have less water, yeah, at the end of the season, the next crop is going to be lower. And where you have a dip, that means you are maybe using less water and nutrients, so then next year you can see the bump.
I mean, that's another question that we shall be asking ourselves, that what kind of management intervention the farmer is applying when there is a drought. Unless we understand that, it's very difficult to see why the recovery happened. So perhaps if you have data on...
Well, that's why the it's difficult to do this with on-farm data, because you have not only the climate variability but also the farming management variability. But in the experimental setting, it's much easier because, you know, you did the same thing, you know, every year. Yeah. And these are the type of discussions that I think we should be having. You know, what's the best way to measure this? But I think we're much better discussing whether we should include the previous year or not, or what, than just saying the systems are more resilient because I like them.
One more question.
So my question is, like, this is 26 years of data, so like, that obviously gets much better results. Like, what do you think is the minimum when looking at a system to be able to test something like stability or resilience?
Well, depending on the analysis you are doing, but if you are lucky and you have a really bad year in your set data set, maybe with 5-10 years you can do this analysis too. And that's something that, you know, it would be a good question to explore, combining, you know, cropping systems work from many different stations, that luckily we are very rich in that, and it would be a nice integrated project to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.